with this flow of questions. Anaconda suit. More specific about my answers. Okay. Introduction, please. My name is Shada Harrison, and I was one of the performers in Crossings.
What was unique about this production from a performer's point of view?
Okay, stop.
I'm now I'm in the crucible. So
would you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Shada Harrison, and I'm... Hi, I'm Shada Harrison, and I am one of the performers of Crossings.
And please tell us, what was unique about this project from a performer's point of view?
Well, first off, it was a Crossings, really. So it was a collaboration of different types of performers. So for me, it was the first time I got to work intensely with a sound artist, with another actor who isn't necessarily a physical theatre actor, who's very good at characterization and improvisation, and of course the media man called Zihan Lu. And I thoroughly enjoyed that whole process of working together with all these different types of artists and sort of exploring the possibilities that can come out of that. And later on, another woman called Sue joined us in the process, and she's also a different sort of actor because she's not necessarily trained in acting for as long as, say, maybe Najib has, but she brought with her a very special energy and story, so I enjoyed that whole process. Then, of course, the other layer is that working with Traffic, the Croatians, who are, as Elvin said, more performance artists, and they come with them this whole different bag of ideas and this whole different bag of characteristics and attitudes, and I thoroughly enjoyed that whole process of getting to know performers from different sort of angles. And then on the other hand as well, there was the whole medium of exploration of themes, stories, cultures, even dialogues from across the sea. So having the opportunity to chat with Jacques, for instance, one of the Croatian artists, just through Facebook, and getting to know this man via technology first, added a very interesting point of view to the work. And the work itself, existing in improvisations that for me came from a physical to the emotional to whatever, you know, but being given the opportunity by Elvin Harish to be able to use what I love, which is movement, and to be able to start from that point after a lot of intellectual discussion about the source and theories of what we were discussing, but to be able to really use physicality to enter a lot of the pieces was exciting for me, and I think that made a lot of difference to the other types of works that I'm involved in, because I love this sort of work, you know.
What challenges to the performers' arts did this project bring?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
What challenges to the performers' arts did this project bring?
Okay. Well, the biggest challenge was that it took a long time for the Croatians to arrive, and that is due to funding, and that is due to, you know, a lot of problems that can arise when we do collaboration work. So for a lot of the process, you know, I had to really kind of consider what they'll be like, who they are, what they would bring to the performance. So that I felt was challenging for me to have to imagine who these people are, you know. But along the way, when they did arrive, I think I need to take that back. What was the question? So I don't really understand this question.
Yeah, this question is
there tricky. A different way to... Wait, just can you repeat it one more time?
What challenges to the performance arts did this project bring?
To, as in my art?
Yes.
Okay. I understand. Okay. You take that one more time. Well, like, the main challenge for me to the process was that it did take a while for the creations to arrive. And so it's kind of creating an invisible thread between us as artists in the Singapore team and having to work with the creations who are overseas, you know. And so in that sense, I'm very used to collaborating or working with people who are like within reach, and I'm very sensorial, so I like smell, like sight, like sound. I like to get messy in the rehearsal space. I like to talk about things, disassemble things, put things together. And because the creations unfortunately took a while to come, and that is due to funding, I had to kind of imagine what they would be like and who they are and what their ideas are. And of course, we shared a lot of YouTube videos, and I did have Facebook conversations with them. So it was interesting because there was a disconnect of the human connection there, like being physically face to face. But that created another sort of connection. And I shared this connection with Jacques where it surpassed that. We almost became a spiritual union, which we still share today as artists and as friends, having found each other via Facebook first, having these very intimate conversations on Facebook first, and then meeting in real life. And I think that to me was a very interesting challenge, to create this working relationship in an unusual way, in an unexpected way, and a way which none of us in the company were prepared for, but it was kind of just thrown at us. And I enjoyed that because it kept everyone on edge for a long time. And I think that was one of the things that a lot of us had to accept about Crossings, that sometimes in life, or even a person that, you know, has all these ideas about art and how this production is going to be, sometimes things don't work the way we want. We want to cross over the bridge, but we can't. To cross over the bridge is not just a straight path. And I think that's exactly what Crossings was about for me. That challenged me as an artist immensely, but I grew a lot from it as well.
Were there any special skills training or knowledge preparation necessary to perform this work?
This work is very unlike a lot of the work that I'm used to in some sense. Usually there's a script, there are lines given to the actor, the director has a vision. So with Crossings, there's nothing. And the actors or collaborators, performers, I rather call us all performers, we're all given the opportunity to collaborate and really give input. And so we really worked as a team. And so I think the necessary training to get into that space, for me, I can only speak about my training, was that I had to use a lot of my physical theatre training, like my Suzuki, the Indian martial arts, I do Kalaripayat. So those things to enter physically into the world helped ground me. But there was also a lot of mental and emotional challenges because I had to dig up a lot of grave work that was inside me for the piece, because it conjured up a lot of emotions from the past. And to prepare myself for that, it made me write a lot. I wrote a lot to Elvin. I wrote a lot of thoughts, which is what I don't normally do, But in this time, I really did that. I did a lot of meditation. And of course, my own set of training, which, you know, my own physical thing, which I did every day, my own intense warm-ups. I needed to be mentally prepared, physically prepared for this piece. And the ability to just jump into improvisations, just continually just give, just give, just give. It's not a piece where, like, the director says, Sharada, stand in one spot. It's more like I need to take initiative to explore the whole space, to explore all possibilities of connection, to explore all ends of the story, and then take what we want and throw away what we don't want. It was an all-arounding, encompassing, challenging piece, but I know that everyone grew from it, you know. So,
as a performer, how do you think the work communicated with its audiences?
Like Elvin said on this one, it's the type of work where people either really appreciate it and like it, and people were like, I didn't understand it at all. And what I enjoyed was that there was that toss, you know. I don't really know for sure what an audience receives, because I have an intellectual and emotional understanding of the whole piece for my own journey. And my journey could be so different from Najib's journey, from Jacques' journey, from Bani's journey, even from Harish and Elvin's journey. What I hope the audience gets from this piece is a huge anarchy of emotions that are real to them. I think it's not an intelligent or intellectual piece where you walk away that you can analyze. I think it's more a piece that you feel for deep down in your guts, and it kind of evokes an appreciation, whatever they want to appreciate in their lives. Like, some people came up to me and said, I appreciated my father. And I don't know your father. We didn't create this piece for your father, you know, to appreciate. But someone came up to me and says, I appreciate my father now, thank you, you know. And other people come up to me and they are like, I didn't understand all the furniture moving. And I can't explain to you that, oh, actually in this part, this is the tsunami, and this represents the turbulence in relationships, you know, because that's my strong interpretation of it. But, you know, for you, if you didn't get that, then that's okay, you know. I think the piece is just meant to stir you up, make you feel into the world of images, into the world of shapes, into certain messages that you may get and you may not get. And I think it messes up your mind a little bit every, you know, watching it, I think it messes you up a bit. And living in Singapore, everything is so organized and so clean. Where is the mess? And that's what the Croatians always asked me, coming here to Singapore, where's the mess? Where's the mess? Where's the dirtiest part of Singapore? I was like, I don't know, maybe Thieves Market, but that's going as well, you know? So, yeah, where's the mess in our lives? And where's the organicness in our lives? And beyond the clean streets of Singapore, and I feel Crossings does that to, especially to a Singaporean, kind of like takes you and shakes you a bit and says, wake up, feel.
Can you comment more about the character and the role you play in its creation, in its development, and how it related to the theme?
The role that I played wasn't exactly a role. Like, there wasn't one, it's not just like, oh, this one character. This is what I really like about this kind of being that I was, because that's why Crossings is very challenging for me, you know, because right now I'm in a play called The Crucible, and I can tell you everything about the character I play, Mary Warren, from every perspective, right down to the type of music that she likes. But with this being that I play in Crossings, I kind of have to accept that she kind of reincarnates into many different forms. I know that she's a woman who is in this turbulent relationship with man. And on a simple level, there are many permeable layers where she then falls into myth and becomes a sort of Sita character mixed in with the legend of Langkawi, of the woman called Masuri. And then she kind of falls into another layer, and she's another dimension of herself, and she's just a woman free, searching, looking, connecting. And then she falls into the final layer where she's just where it's me, it's Sharada. This is me. And these are all, I'm portraying all these different aspects of me that I find in you, that you can find in a plant or a star, you know. It's many different layers. That's what I mean by this show can kind of take you and rattle you around a bit. So that to me is who she is. But this person could be neither man nor woman, but let's just simplify and say she's a woman. Could represent so many things in life. She could be the powerful female strength, like anti-relationship. Or she could just be the simple wanderer through that desert that is seeking death and life and joy and birth. You know, she is so many different things, and that's what I mean with crossings. I had to understand all that on a very, firstly, psychophysical level, and secondly, on a highly emotional level. And as a human being, as an artist, how do I relate to this being? And that's basically, I hope I can explain what she was.